Your kids can enjoy a wide range of science and nature experiences this summer, ranging from Jedis to Legos and everything in between. Cincinnati Museum Center's camp programs begin the week of May 29th, and I'm happy to welcome camp manager Kelsey Enderle, who will tell us more. Welcome, Kelsey.
Thanks for having me.
You have a remarkable span of camp offerings, but before we go into detail, what ages are the programs designed for?
Sure. So our summer camps are for kindergarten through eighth graders.
Tell us about the programs. Let's start with the first week because it goes through August.
That's right. So we have programs from May 29th through August 10th, and our first week will be all about Legos. So we have different Lego camps for each grade band, and we try to split the kids up into different grade bands so that they get the best experience possible. And then from there on, we do a lot of science camps. We have fun pop culture camps like Harry Potter and Junior Jedi, and yeah, it goes from there.
The programs are not at the Museum Center, obviously, because Museum Center is closed, opening in increments in the spring. So tell us about the various locations.
Since the Children's Museum will be opening in the spring, we will have camps at Union Terminal in the summer, but we also have camps at six offsite locations. So we're at the Observatory, we're at Green Acres Foundation, we have a couple locations in Northern Kentucky, like Villa Madonna Academy and Thomas More College, and then we're also up in Indian Hill at Green Acres Foundation and Cincinnati Country Day School, and then last but not least, we're at Blue Ash Rec Center.
What camps will be there?
We have a lot of our really popular camps are the ones we take off site. So at Blue Ash Rec and at Villa Madonna, Thomas More, Cincinnati Country Day School, we'll bring our camps like Junior Jedi and Harry Potter. And then some of my favorite camps that we do off site are our Observatory camps and Green Acres Foundation, because we work together with those sites. So it's two organizations with awesome content experts coming together to develop and deliver some really cool camps.
Well, tell us about the Junior Jedi program. What does that consist of?
Sure. So our Junior Jedi program consists of things like learning about space and spacecraft technology, but also infusing some of that love of Star Wars. So they'll make lightsabers and talk about things like the Death Star and Luke Skywalker.
And one of the trips I saw takes a field trip up to Wright Patt.
Yes. So at the Observatory camp, it's our rocket science camp. We're going to Wright Patt to the U.S. Air Force Museum there to check out their rocket gallery and spend a day up there.
When it comes to the Lego camp, do they start, the younger kids do the simpler buildings and then the seventh and eighth graders do major urban landscapes?
Yeah, that's pretty close. So our younger ones will start with basic building. We do a lot of teamwork builds there as well. As they get a little bit older, we start teaching more engineering concepts. And then our fifth through eighth graders actually make a stop motion animation movie with Legos, which is really cool. And they make some really creative movies.
What is the capacity for each session?
Sure. So each age group has a different capacity. So we try to limit it so that the kids have a personal experience with their instructors. So for each age group, it's about 14 to 20 kids. So at Union Terminal week, we can have almost 60 or more kids, but it's limited so that they're not going to have, you know, an overwhelming experience. It's still going to be very personal in smaller groups.
And I know that this is really maybe not fair to call out favorites, but do you have a session that just has a soft spot for you?
Well, we have a new camp this year called Storybook Science, and it's for our kindergarten through first graders at Union Terminal. And I'm really excited for that camp because it's going to combine children's literature with some really cool science experiments and projects, and I'm excited to see that come together.
What books will you be working with?
We'll be working with books like Bartholomew and the Ooblek by Dr. Seuss, where we'll be reading Rapunzel and a few other classic fairy tales, but then taking a science twist on them. So, for example, Rapunzel, you have to figure out a way to get her out of her tower using zip lines.
And who are the instructors for these programs?
A lot of our instructors are educators from around the city. So we have people who have taught at the zoo or at the museum or at the aquarium who come and teach for the summer. But then we also have a lot of teachers who teach at Cincinnati Public Schools or at various schools around the city who spend their summers at the Museum Center with us.
And do they work with you to develop the curriculum?
Yeah, our museum learning specialists and learning coordinators actually start in September developing these awesome programs for the summer. So our instructors come in to teach during the summer, but it's our full-time education staff at the Cincinnati Museum Center that develops the curriculum.
And it sounds like it's a very full week. What are the hours?
The camp runs from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., but then we also have before and after care available. So kids can arrive as early as 7:30 and stay as late as 6 p.m.
Well, I wish you offered this for adults.
Me too. They're so much fun.
Thank you so much for joining me. Kelsey Enderle is manager of Cincinnati Museum Center's summer camp program. You can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Ann Ehrenstein.